Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in New Delhi, deliberating on development challenges facing the country. India slams Pakistan at UN Security Council over decades of cross-border terrorism. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar expresses gratitude over Germany's support to India's fight against terrorism and its right to defend itself. Monsoon hits Kerala 8 days ahead of schedule. In badminton, Kidambi Srikanth storms into men's singles final of Malaysia Masters Tournament in Kuala Lumpur. And BCCI announces India's Test cricket squad for England tour, Shubman Gill to lead the Indian team. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 10th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in New Delhi. The meeting is being attended by several state chief ministers and lieutenant governors of union territories, union ministers and the vice chairman, members and the CEO of Niti Aayog, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu, Himachal Pradesh Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu, Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav and Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnu Deo Sai are among those who are attending the meeting. The Governing Council meeting is discussing the approach on this year's theme, Viksit Rajya for Viksit Bharat at 2047. The meeting provides a unique platform to deliberate on development challenges faced by the country and build a consensus on the state's role in making India a developed nation. India has strongly criticized Pakistan at the United Nations Security Council over decades of cross-border terrorism. India said that it has experienced decades of Pakistani-sponsored terrorist attacks across the borders. The comments came from India's permanent representative to the UN, Ambassador Parvathanani Harish, during an open debate on protecting civilians during armed conflicts.
Pakistan has repeatedly used a civilian cover to advance the cause of terrorism. We just recently saw senior government, police and military officials pay respects at the funeral of noted terrorists targeted by Operation Sindoor. A nation that makes no distinction between terrorists and civilians has no credentials to speak about protecting civilians.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has expressed gratitude over Germany's support to India's fight against terrorism and its right to defend itself. Addressing an interaction at the German Council on Foreign Relations in Berlin, Dr. Jayashankar reiterated that India has the right to defend itself, its people, and secure the country, something much of the world will agree, including Germany.
There's virtually no country which would say, I approve of what is done. Or no country which would say, I don't condemn what was done. And I have the right to defend myself, my people. I have the right to secure my country. Much of the world would agree with. And I'm happy to say that Germany does. We are very encouraged both by the very early condemnation of the terrorist attack, as well as the very clear message which we got on the 7th of May and again today from Minister Wadefull, that Germany recognizes India's right to defend itself against it.
Talking about Operation Sindoor, the External Affairs Minister said that India's campaign is against terrorism and had targeted terrorist headquarters and terror sites while receiving a lot of international understanding. The all-party delegation led by BJP MP Bejayant Panda arrived in Bahrain today to put forth India's firm message of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms. During their engagements, the delegation will highlight India's unwavering stand against cross-border terrorism. The delegation will also visit Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and Algeria to showcase India's continued fight against terrorism. Another high-level all-party delegation, led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, departed from Delhi in the early hours today for a five-nation diplomatic outreach. Guyana is the first stop of the delegation, followed by the USA, Panama, Brazil and Colombia. Ahead of his departure, Mr. Tharoor shared a video message on his social media platform reiterating India's stand against terrorism.
Gives us an opportunity to visit the 9/11 memorial and remind the world that we, like the people they are thinking about there were victims of a terrorist attack, and not just this one, but a repeated series of terrorist attacks for the last 4 decades. It's very important that symbolic gesture should mark the start of our trip. We then go on to Georgetown, Guyana, and we will be looking forward to participating in the Independence Day ceremonies in Guyana and also meeting the government officials, ministers, legislators.
Meanwhile, all-party delegation from India to Japan, led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha, interacted with members of the Indian diaspora at the embassy. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Jha presented a unified front of India and clearly explained the role of Pakistan in the gruesome terror attacks in Pahalgam on the 22nd of April.
जिस पर्पस के लिए जो ऑल पार्टी डेलीगेशन यहाँ आया हुआ है वो पर्पस हम लोगों को लगता है कि लार्जली हम लोग अपनी बात रख पाए, खास करके जब हम लोगों ने फोटोग्राफ्स दिखाए, हम लोगों ने डिटेल शेयर किया है इनको, ये समझ में जो गवर्नमेंट में लोग हैं कि आ रहा है कि कहीं न कहीं पाकिस्तान के सरकार का और खास करके उसके आर्मी का इन्वॉल्वमेंट है इस सारे टेररिस्ट और जो सीरीज ऑफ जो रहा है पास्ट का ट्रैक रिकॉर्ड जो इंडिया में हुआ है, तो उसमें बिल्कुल उनको ये लगता है कि उसमें इन्वॉल्वमेंट है और इंडिया अपना सेल्फ डिफेंस के लिए जो एक्शन भी ले रहा है वो करेक्ट है.
As the nation celebrates the success of Operation Sindoor, we pay heartfelt tribute to the unmatched courage of our Indian soldiers. In honor of their unwavering dedication, Akashwani News brings you a special series dedicated to our armed forces. Today we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee Lance Nayak Albert Ikka, who made the supreme sacrifice during the India-Pakistan War in 1971.
Born in Ranchi in 1942, Lance Nayak Albert Ikka was enrolled in 14 Guards in December 1962. During India-Pakistan War in 1971, 14 Guards was tasked to capture a Pakistani position at Ganga Sagar, 6.5 kilometers west of Agartala in the eastern sector. 14 Guards launched an attack on enemy positions and Albert Ikka accompanied the left forward company of the battalion in the attack. The assaulting Indian troops were subject to intense shelling and heavy small arms fire by the enemy. Lance Nayak Ikka observed that an enemy machine gun was belching deadly fire from a bunker, causing heavy casualties to his company. Unmindful of his personal safety, he charged the bunker, bayoneted 2 occupants and silenced the machine gun. Though seriously injured, Lance Nayak Albert Ikka continued to fight, securing bunker after bunker. When he, along with his comrades, reached a northern end objective, an enemy medium machine gun opened up from a fortified building, inflicting heavy casualties and held up the progress. Once again, Lance Nayak Albert Ikka rose to the occasion, crawled to the building and hurled a grenade to the bunker, killing one enemy soldier and injuring other. He then scaled the side wall to enter the bunker. Lance Nayak Ikka bayoneted the enemy, holding the bunker and silenced the weapon. This saved his company from further casualties and ensured success. Due to the injuries suffered during the battle, Lance Nayak Albert Ikka was martyred. He was honored with Paramveer Chakra posthumously for displaying most conspicuous valor and determination. The nation salutes him. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. News just in, Prime Minister Modi has asked states to develop at least one tourist destination per state at par with global standards and by providing all facilities and infrastructure under one state, one global destination. Chairing the 10th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in New Delhi today, the Prime Minister highlighted that this would also lead to development of the neighbouring cities as tourist places. Emphasising on the need to work towards future-ready cities, PM Modi said that India is getting rapidly urbanised. He mentioned that if the centre and all the states come together and work together like Team India, no goal is impossible. The southwest monsoon arrived in Kerala today, 8 days ahead of its scheduled date on the 1st of June, marking the earliest onset in the last 16 years. Making the announcement, the India Meteorological Department or IMD said that this is the earliest date of monsoon onset over Kerala after the year 2009. More from our Thiruvananthapuram correspondent.
As heavy rain continues across Kerala, red alert has been issued in Kannur and Kasaragod districts today. Orange alert has been issued in 9 districts and yellow alert in 3 districts and in Lakshadweep. In the wake of heavy rain warning, restrictions have been imposed in tourist areas in the state. Widespread damage is being reported. Traffic and power supply is affected in many regions. 2 deaths were reported in rain-related incidents. Hilly areas, riverbanks, landslide-prone regions and coastal areas are on high alert. Fisher folks are warned from venturing into the sea in Kerala, Karnataka, Lakshadweep coast. Meanwhile, a high-level meeting of state ministers, MLAs and public representatives will be held in Thiruvananthapuram this evening to take stock of the situation. Mayusha for Akashvani News from Thiruvananthapuram.
The weather agency said that the southwest monsoon is now passing through Karwar, Shivamoga, Hassan and Mysuru regions in Karnataka. More from our Bengaluru correspondent.
The Met Department has forecast very heavy rain with isolated extreme rains over coastal Karnataka and Western Ghats districts of Uttara Kannada, Kodagu, Shivamogga, Chikkamagaluru and Hasan till May 30th. They are put under red alert. The northern Karnataka districts of Belagavi, Dharwad and Haveri are under orange alert and Bengaluru and its surrounding areas are under yellow alert. Dark clouds with high winds and intermittent rains are lashing in coastal Karnataka. The prediction of above normal rainfall has brought cheers to farmers expecting good harvest. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
Meanwhile, several districts in Maharashtra are also experiencing incessant rainfall. The IMD has issued a red alert for 2 districts and an orange alert for 7 districts today. More from our Mumbai correspondent.
The IMD has issued a red alert for Ratnagiri and Sindhudurga districts, forecasting extremely heavy rainfall. Surrounding districts including Ahmednagar, Pune, Raigad, Satara, Kolhapur and the eastern districts of Gadchiroli and Chandrapur are under an orange alert, indicating the possibility of heavy to very heavy rainfall today. Mumbai, the state capital, has been enveloped in heavy cloud cover since morning, accompanied by intermittent light drizzles. Neighboring Raigad district has been experiencing continuous rainfall with thunderstorms since midnight, disrupting daily life. Jalna district and several parts of Sangli district have also been witnessing extremely heavy rainfall. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Anupriya Patel said that the central government has collaborated with the state governments to enhance access to quality and affordable health care. The minister was speaking to media at the Rising Northeast Investors Summit in New Delhi.
देश का पूर्वोत्तर हिस्सा हमारी सरकार की प्राथमिकताओं में से एक है और भारत की एक्ट ईस्ट पॉलिसी का एक बहुत महत्वपूर्ण स्तंभ है. हेल्थ केयर एक बहुत महत्वपूर्ण सेगमेंट है और नॉर्थ ईस्ट रीजन में हेल्थ केयर एडवांसमेंट में प्राइवेट सेक्टर बहुत बड़ी भूमिका हो सकती है. भारत सरकार ने राज्य सरकारों के साथ मिलकर हेल्थ केयर की एक्सेस को और क्वालिटी और अफोर्डेबल हेल्थ केयर को हमारे जो नॉर्थ ईस्ट रीजन में जनता रहती है उस तक पहुंचाने के तमाम प्रयास किए हैं.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani tomorrow at 11 AM. It will be the 122nd episode of the monthly radio program. In Jharkhand, 3 Naxalites, including a dreaded Maoist leader Pappu Lohara, were killed in an encounter with the police in Latihar district last night. Lohara was the head of an outfit named Jharkhand Jan Mukti Parishad and was carrying a bounty of 10 lakh rupees over his head. And in sports, in badminton, ace Indian shuttler Kidambi Srikanth has entered into the men's singles final of the Malaysia Masters tournament at Kuala Lumpur. Srikanth defeated Yushi Tanaka of Japan in the semi-final this morning. With this win, Kidambi Srikanth has become the first Indian shuttler to make it to the final this year. The Board of Cricket Control in India has announced the 16-member Indian Test cricket squad for the upcoming 5-match series against host England starting on the 20th of June. Shubman Gill has been appointed as the new Test captain for Team India, while Rishabh Pant has been chosen as the vice captain in the Test cricket. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asks states to develop at least one world-class tourist spot under One State, One Global Destination initiative. Chairs Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in New Delhi. India slams Pakistan at UN Security Council over decades of cross-border terrorism. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar expresses gratitude over Germany's support to India's fight against terrorism and its right to defend itself. Monsoon hits Kerala 8 days ahead of schedule and BCCI announces India's Test cricket squad for England tour, Shubman Gill to lead the Indian team. And with that, we end the midday news.